纵观二十四史啊
，Looking back at the 24 histories，
我们会发现一件贯穿千年的现象。
We will discover a phenomenon that runs through and connects everything。
历朝历代几乎都会推行重农抑商的这国策。
Almost all dynasties and generations have implemented the policy of prioritizing agriculture over commerce.
有人或许会随口发问啊。
Someone might casually ask,
是不是古代君王眼界狭隘？
Are the ancient emperors narrow-minded?
不懂通商富民。
Don't understand how to make money through trade.
如果只是一个朝代这么做，
If only one dynasty could do this,
或许也可以说是君臣见识不足。
Perhaps it can be said that it is a matter of the inadequacy of monarch and minister.
可数千年，几十个王朝，前赴后继。
For thousands of years, dozens of dynasties have come and gone.
坚持相近的一个治理思路。
Adhering to a consistent governance approach.
难道历朝历代的统治者全都是愚钝不堪吗？
Are all the rulers of all dynasties really stupid and incompetent?
显然不是啊。
It's obviously not.
制度不会凭空产生啊。
Systems don't just appear out of nowhere.
每一条长久延续的国策，背后都是血淋淋的历史教训。
Behind every long-lasting national policy lies a bloody history lesson.
今天我们不妨从一个家喻户晓的故事说起啊。
Let's start with a well-known story today.
去探究古人。
To explore the ancients.
制定这套规则背后的真相。
The truth behind the creation of these rules.
这个故事就是吕不韦的《奇货可居》啊。
He ji bu shi ju shi li bu wai de kai huo ki ju a。
吕不韦本是战国。
吕不韦 was originally from the Warring States period.
我一名富商。
A wealthy businessman.
奔走列国。
Walk, walk, walk.
依靠犯贱。
Relying on being a bad guy.
卖贵，积累。
Selling ghosts, accumulating wealth.
万贯家财。
Wealth of the family.
在赵国呢
，In the Xiao State，
他见到了落魄、做人质的秦国公子子楚。
He saw the young prince of Qin who was a hostage。
旁人只看见一个失势的王孙啊。
Others only see a fallen prince。
刘楚呢，却从中看见了一笔天大的买卖。
Liu Chu, however, saw a huge business opportunity.
他说了一句
He said a sentence,
震古烁今的话
words that echo through the ages,
此奇货可居。在他眼中
This fire is a treasure to him.
一国的楚军
A Chu army from one country.
未来的君王不过是一件可以重金投入。
The future king is a valuable asset that can be invested in.
等待高价抛售的商品。
Wait for high price sales.
他散尽千金。
He squandered his fortune.
打通宫廷的环节。
Break through the palace's stage.
游说华阳夫人。硬生生把不受重视的子楚呢
？The fact that the government is still trying to woo wealthy individuals, even though they are already being ignored by the people, is a sign of their desperation.
推上了秦王之位
，ascended to the throne of Qin.
投资成功之后呢
after investing successfully.
刘伟身居秦国相位.
Lu Buwei, in a position of power within the Qin state.
封文晋侯. 洛阳十万户. 十一.
The prince of Fang, who ruled over the 10,000 households in Luoyang.
门下食客3000. 一个商人. 凭借手中的财富,
a young man, a guest, and 3,000 merchants all relying on their wealth
撬动一国的军味,
to gain a military advantage over another country.
执掌朝堂的大权,
the power to govern the country.
这件事给后世所有统治者敲响了一记警钟啊,
this is a warning to all future rulers.
当财富足够庞大,
when wealth is abundant,
资本就会生出干预政权的野心,
capital breeds the ambition to seize power.
商人会用晶莹的钻井衡量天下的权力,
merchants use sparkling jewels to measure the power of the world.
把社稷安危,
protect the safety of the people,
当成一场风险投资, 资本追逐利益是本能, 正常,
when it comes to risk investment, chasing profits is a natural and normal thing.
商贸互通,
trade,
有无, 便利,
is there any convenience?
百姓生活, 本是世间所需,
the lives of ordinary people are what the world needs.
可是一旦资本, 拥有足以抗衡政权的财力, 会发生什么?
But what happens once capital has the financial resources to challenge the government?
富商 可以囤积刚需物资哄抬物价, 可以蓄养门客,
wealthy merchants can hoard essential goods, leading to price gouging and exploitation of the common people.
建立属于自己的私人势力,
establish your own private power base.
更可怕的是,
what's even more terrifying is,
他们会主动靠近权力,
they will proactively approach power.
用金银打通官吏,
bribe officials with gold and silver,
形成官商一体的利益共同体,
form a symbiotic relationship between government and business.
后来汉武帝的时期,
later during the reign of Emperor Wu,
盐铁私营的弊病, 同样印证这个道理,
the drawbacks of salt and iron private enterprise also confirm this principle.
盐铁是百姓生存,
salt and iron are essential for the survival of the people.
国家军备离不开物资, 禁术,
the military's supply of essential materials,
掌握在富商手中,
under the control of wealthy individuals.
富商坐拥巨额财富呢, 却不愿意承担国防以及救灾的责任,
wealthy entrepreneurs possess enormous wealth but are unwilling to take responsibility for defense and disaster relief.
百姓呢, 却要承受高价的盘剥,
however, the people have to bear high costs for freight.
因此,
therefore,
汉武帝推行盐铁官营, 核心不是为了消灭商人,
Emperor Wu of Han implemented state-owned salt farms not to eliminate merchants,
而是把关乎国运的战略物资呢, 收归公权力调控,
instead, the strategic materials that concern national destiny are brought under public control and regulation.
再看明末一段沉痛的事实啊,
instead, the tragic events of the late Ming Dynasty are,
朝廷严令禁止向关外输送粮食。
Instead, it strictly prohibits the transportation of grain outside.
铁器
iron
火药
gunpowder
可是巨大利益诱惑之下呢
even under the most tempting of incentives,
边防的官员与晋商私下勾结
border officials colluded with merchants from Jin,
八大晋商持续向后金呢输送紧缺物资
can continue to supply scarce goods to the backward Jin dynasty.
朝堂禁令形同虚设，江山安危。
The eight prohibitions are just a formality. The safety of the country is at stake.
让步于私人利润。
Give up personal property.
等到明清换代。
Until the Ming and Qing dynasties changed.
这群商人呢，摇身一变。
These merchants, in a dramatic turn of events,
成了清朝封赏的八大皇上。
The eight emperors who were punished by the Qing dynasty.
这里我们能够看清最冷酷的一点。
Here we can clearly see the most ruthless point.
资本本身并不畏惧
Capital is not afraid of anything.
恰恰在乱动荡来临
The chaos is coming.
流离失所承受苦难的永远是底层的百姓
The marginalized and those suffering from hardship are always the common people.
手握流动财富的人
Those who hold liquid assets.
却可以藏匿资产，改换门庭。
However, it can hide assets and change the appearance of a house.
在新秩序中呢
？In the new order of things.
重新寻找牟利的机会。
Re-seek profit opportunities.
所有社会风险向外转移，利益。
All social risks are transferred to external parties.
却有少数人独享。
However, there are a few people who can enjoy it alone.
这就是历代王朝地方资本无限扩张的核心原因呀。
This is the core reason why successive dynasties have been unable to expand their power while local areas are constantly self-defeating.
所谓重农抑商，意义的
The policy of prioritizing agriculture over commerce
从来不是寻常百姓互通有无的小生意。
It has never been a small business in ordinary neighborhoods.
而是不受约束。
Instead, it is unregulated.
企图凌驾公权之上的资本大额。
Attempting to override the authority of a public official with excessive capital.
用农耕
hard work.
是因为自耕农是王朝安稳
Because farmers are the foundation of a stable dynasty.
粮食安全，抚恤徭役的根基
The foundation of food security, relief, and compulsory service.
但是古人同样明白。
However, ancient people also understood that
其中两难呀。
Two difficult ones.
完全打压商业。
Completely suppress business.
咱货物不通。
Then the goods will not be shipped.
民生凋敝。
People are suffering.
完全放任资本的权力。
Unrestricted capitalism.
容易被金钱俘获
easily seduced by money.
盐铁论理
salt and iron theory.
一场千古辩论
a thousand year upheaval.
遭遇道命难处
already in a bad situation.
官瘾容易滋生官吏腐败扰民，完全私营呢，又会造就豪强垄断国计民生。历史
Government-run businesses are prone to corruption and abuse of power, which can disrupt public order. Private companies may also lead to the emergence of powerful monopolies and harm the interests of ordinary people in history. Give us a clear message.
公权力代表全体社会长远共同的利益。
Public power represents the long-term common interests of all members of society.
资本天然追逐短期私人收益。
Capital naturally pursues short-term private gains.
两者呢，必须有清晰的边界。
Both must have clear boundaries.
国家不能够断绝民间的商业活力啊。
The state cannot suppress the entrepreneurial spirit of the people.
但也绝不能放弃对关键领域。
But we must never give up on key areas.
关键规则的掌控。 权力。
Mastering the key rules.
必须守住围攻的底线。
Must uphold the bottom line of integrity.
主动拉开与资本的距离啊。
Actively distance yourself from capital.
制度呢，必须扎紧围栏。
The system must be tightened up.
画出不可逾越的红线。 资本作恶啊呀。
Drawing the line when capital goes too far.
其实是条不归路。
It's really a dead end.
吕不韦以商入政。 权财交织。
Lu Buwei, who had seized power through his own efforts,
遭到严正忌惮。
Fearing Qinshi Huang,
最终呢是引毒自尽。
In the end, he committed suicide by poisoning himself.
明朝八大晋商靠清朝皇家继续垄断贸易。
The eight major Jin merchants of the Ming Dynasty continued to monopolize trade with the King Imperial Court.
但后来龙头范家被斩首抄族。
But later, the Fang family, who were renting, were executed.
其余七家尽数破产流放。
The rest of the time is spent in bankruptcy.
二者皆是一副皇权的征兆。
Both are a display of Huang Quan's power.
失去利用价值后呢?
What happens after they lose their value?
尽数被清算。
All are clear.
难有善终。
It's hard to have a good ending.
读这段历史啊，不是要否定商业。
Everyone knows that history is not about denying business.
而是看懂牵连治理的智慧。
Instead, focus on understanding the wisdom of governance.
任何时代都不能让资本骑在公权的头顶。
No era can allow capital to ride on the head of public power.
唯有公权有度。
Only with proper governance.
资本。
Capital.
有龙。 苍生。
There are dragons.
才能安稳天下。
Only by mastering the art can one control everything.
才能长久安定。
Only then can it be long-lasting and stable.